Thank you. Thank you. So yesterday we noted in continuation about, we dealt with shelter again, building new homes, we dealt with food, not drinking wine or eating meat, and then we turned to clothing. And we said that we shouldn't launder clothing, and yesterday we said we shouldn't even make new clothing. And there's an extension of that in that vein this evening, where apparently there was a practice among some women who were weavers, that they would, what's called, l'sadera chutin la'ariga, they would lay out the threads. Anyone seen any of these traditional, what's it called, a loom? Anyone seen a loom?
Yes.
With the different threads? Wonderful. And what are the different directions of the threads called?
Weft and...
The weft is the whole thing. One is the, think dog.
Warp and
weft. Warp and the weft, that's what you call it?
That's what I think so.
Oh, we call it the warp and the woof.
Woof?
Yeah.
I think that's what a dog says.
Or maybe I was just got distracted while I was being taught and there was a dog in the room. Right, so it could have been warp and the woof or the warp and the weft. Either way. Anyone know in Hebrew the terms for those different directions? Shesi va'arev, right. And there was this custom that women during this time, these 9 days, they would not lay out the loom because it involves putting out the shesi, or the shati, if you say it in Sephardic. And that recalls the Even Hashtatiyah. Even Hashtiyah, Hashtiyah, which is the foundation stone at the core of Temple Mount that is legendarily still there. Say again?
It's like a play on words?
It is exactly like a play on words. One of your favorite plays, I think.
Right.
It is a pun, so to speak, which is odd, which makes me think that if one is looking for a chumrah, one shouldn't necessarily be looking for chumrahs, but maybe during the 9 days you shouldn't lean on your temple, because it reminds us of the temple. And what I was going to say here is, though it sounds funny, what he says is, and these women who have this custom, asur lahatir lahem, it is forbidden to permit them to override the custom, which seems astonishing. And the truth is, I was just thinking, probably I shouldn't have been, but I was thinking during Chazaras Hashatz, that the last couple of months, there has been a lot of policing language that has aroused different feelings among the population. There has been, I've seen a number of articles suggesting there are all sorts of words that we shouldn't be using because they have offensive connotations or reverberations. Among them are things that we may think are as innocent as a master bedroom, which may originate when masters and slaves slept in different quarters, that we shouldn't say blacklist. Or to sell someone up the river, because those have connotations. In fact, the Masters tournament, the golf tournament, seems to be one of the only cases you can almost prove that actually began with that name precisely because African Americans were prohibited from playing, which is true until the 70s. Black people were not allowed to play. And if you wanted to be a caddy, someone who schleps the bags around, you had to be African American. You couldn't be white to do that until the 70s. Or around that time. And I know that a lot of people reacted and said, how can you be so fragile that if somebody says, that, oh, here's the master bath, suddenly you get all up in arms. And whether that's applicable on a universal year-round annual scale, I'll leave for us to consider. But at least for these 3 weeks, what it seems to be, for these 9 days, I should say, what we seem to be doing is saying we should cultivate a sense of such fragility that even phonetic association should make us quiver. To set up a weft because it's a shasi, and it reminds me of the Even Hashtiyah, it's like leaning on a temple because of the it seems almost ridiculous. But again, the emphasis, asur la'atir lahem, no, you should not allow them. Don't allow language to become so free that we don't allow that fragility to exist, at least during these 9 days. So what the broader political applications are, I'll leave to everybody else, but at least in this sense, for these 9 days, those puns, those wordplays, those phonetic associations are designed at least to send shivers down our spine because, again, because we're not eating meat and drinking wine and building homes for luxury and making new clothes and laundering clothes, we are developing and cultivating this sense of fragility, a lack of rootedness, a lack of confidence that even the mere word temple or foundation stone should shake us to our core. Reb Chanan Mekash, Ritz Kosh Bachel, Zakot Eit Jiz, Walachin Hivalem Torah Mitzvot, Shnei Mar, Adonai Chafritz, Aman Sidko, Yagdal Torah V'Yadir.